said mantras once. Dvasuparna sayuja sakhayo samanam vriksham parishasva jate ayoranyav pippalam swadvatti anashtananyo abhichakashiti samane vrikshe purusho nimagnah anishaya shochati muhyamanah jushtam yada pashyatyanyami Yushtam yada pashyatyanyamisham asya mahimanamiti vita shokaha yada pashyav pashyate rukmavarnam kartaramisham purusham brahmayonim tada vidvan punya pape vidhoya niranjanav paramam samyamupaiti prano hesha yas sarva bhutair vibhati Vijanan vidvan bhavate nativadi Atma krida atmarati kriyavan Yesha brahma vidam varishtaha Satyena labhyas tapasahesha atma Samyajnanena brahmacharyena nityam Antashareere jyotirmayohi shubhraha Yam pashyanti yatayaha kshina doshaha Satyameva jayate nandrutam Satyena pantha vitato devayanaha Yenakraman trishayo hyapta kamaha Yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam Brihachatad divyamachintya rupam Sukshmachatat sukshmataram vibhati Durat sudure tadihanti kecha Pashyanti haivanihitam guhayam Na chakshusha grihyate na pivacha Nanyair devair tapasa karmanava Jnana prasada prasadena vishuddha sattvaha Tatastutam pashyate nishkalam dhyayamanaha Yeshonuratma chetasa veditavyaha Yasmin pranav panchadhasam vivesha Pranes chittam sarvamotam prajanam Yasmin vishuddhe vibhavatyesha atma Yam yam lokam manasasam vibhati Vishuddha sattvah kamayate yas yamscha kaman Vishuddha sattvah kamayate yamscha kaman tam tam lokam jayate tamscha kamaah kaman tam tam lokam jayate tamscha kaman tasmad atmagyam hyarchayet bhuti kamaah tasmad atmagyam hyarchayet bhuti kamaah iti mundako parishnishadi tritiya mundake pratamah kandah okay You have seen, as I said, having discussed the self-knowledge, the topic of self-knowledge and the benefits of self-knowledge, in the fifth mantra onwards, Upanishad again discusses the self-knowledge and with the means, self-knowledge and the topic of the sadhanani, the disciplines to be followed in order to be able to attain the knowledge of the self. So we saw yesterday, Eshaha Atma. You know why Eshaha is used? The word Eshaha, the third person singular pronoun Eshaha is used. Eshaha Atma. Eshaha means this. Why did the pronoun this is used instead of using that? Because the reality, the truth which pervades the entire universe and which alone is in the form of the universe. The truth of the whole cosmos without which the cosmos cannot exist at all is always implied by the term tad, that. That reality which alone lends existence to the whole universe, which alone is in the form of that universe is the truth, the same truth available here as the nearest self. Therefore, this. Okay, Eshaha. Tad Brahma Eshaha Atma. Say meaning. That reality of the whole universe, without whose presence the universe cannot exist at all, that reality is available for recognition as the nearest self, as the very truth of I. Therefore, the word pronoun this is used. So, Eshaha Atma, this real reality, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, available for recognition as the nearest self, as the content of I, is available for recognition, okay, by following strictly these disciplines of truthfulness in speech and by following the discipline of tapas. As I said, the word tapas here implies the mastery over one's ways of thinking and mastery over one's sense organs, shamaha and damaha. Then samyak jnanena. So one must have relative mastery over one's mind and sense organs. One must follow strictly the discipline of truthfulness, which implies one must strictly follow the universal values. Thereby, in due course of time, one can become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Then, having the first line says, once if a person becomes eligible, if the person has all qualifications required for the accomplishment of jnanam, then the person can enter into the next discipline of jnana yogaha, involving three steps, shravanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam. So, samyak jnanena implies entering into the first line, satyena labhyas tapasahesha atma. That line states that one must become qualified for attaining the jnanam. And to attain jnanam, one must go through the discipline of jnana yoga, involving three steps, shravanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam. Thereby, one can have proper, one can have clear ascertained knowledge. And also, brahmacharyena, that also should go with the first line. Satyena, tapasa, brahmacharye, nityam brahmacharyena, atma labhyaha. Then, it means, for which one must also go to samyak jnanena. So, following these disciplines, when a person goes through the discipline of shravanam and nididhyasanam, then one can attain this self-knowledge. And for such a person, if a person goes through the antasharire jyotirmayaha shubraha atma asti, and there shines the pure light of consciousness, the reality shines in the form of pure light of consciousness in the mind as the truth of I. And it is this atma, kshina doshaha yatayaha pashyanti, yam, whom, this atma alone, the wise people, the yatayaha, the people of adequate, appropriate efforts, and who are pure, who are free from impurities, they recognize this atma, they discover this reality, obtained as their own swarupam. This is the content of the fifth verse, fifth mantra, which we have already seen yesterday itself. Can you move on to the next verse now? Next mantra? Okay. Satyameva jayate nandrutam. This is written in our Indian rupee note. Okay. 100, all the rupee notes, money in India has this mantra. One line. Satyameva jayate nandrutam. Satyena pantha vitato devayanaha yenakramanti rishayo hyapta kamaha. If you break it, yenakramanti rishayo hyapta kamaha yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam. I'll repeat it. Satyameva jayate nandrutam. Satyena pantha vitato devayanaha yenakramanti rishayo hyapta kamaha yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam. No, satyameva jayate na anrutam. சத்தியமேவ ஜெயதே ந அன்ருதம். சத்தியமேவ ஜெயதே ந அன்ருதம். சோ சத்தியம், ட்ரூத் அலோன் ப்ரிவைல்ஸ், இஸ் தி ட்ரூ மீனிங். சத்தியமேவ ஜெயதே ந அன்ருதம். அன்ருதம் மீன்ஸ் அன்ட்ரூத். சோ ஆதிசங்கர் பகவத்பாதா சேஸ், சத்தியம் ஹியர் இம்ப்ளைஸ் தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் ட்ரூத்ஃபுல்னஸ். சத்தியம் மீன்ஸ் ட்ரூத், அண்ட் தி ட்ரூத் அலோன் ப்ரிவைல்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் தி வேர்ட் சத்தியம் ஆக்சுவலி இம்ப்ளைஸ் தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் ட்ரூத்ஃபுல்னஸ், சத்தியவான் புருஷா. சோ சத்தியம் ஏவ ஜெயதே மீன்ஸ் தி பர்சன் ஹூஸ் பர்சன் ஆஃப் ட்ரூத்ஃபுல்னஸ், தி பர்சன் ஹூ ஸ்பீக்ஸ் தி ட்ரூத் அலோன், தி பர்சன் ஹூ ஸ்பீக்ஸ் தி ட்ரூத் அலோன் அண்ட் ஹூ கான்சியஸ்லி அவாய்ட் ஸ்பீக்கிங் தி அன்ட்ரூத், தட் பர்சன் அலோன் வின்ஸ், சக்சீட்ஸ். சோ சத்தியம் ஏவ ஜெயதே மீன்ஸ் சத்தியவான் மனுஷ்யா ஏவ ஜெயதே. A human being who is a person of truthfulness alone wins, succeeds, accomplishes. So a truthful person alone becomes successful. A truthful person alone can, truthful person is the follower of dharma. A truthful person is the follower of universal values. As a person who is following strictly universal values, and he is capable of tapping abundance of Bhagavan's grace, thereby he becomes successful in both fields, in terms of accomplishing material prosperity and also in accomplishing spiritual wealth. He becomes successful. He becomes successful in the material field as well as in the spiritual field. How? Because if a person, the person who is truthful and the person who avoids untruth is the person strictly following the universal values. The truthful person cannot be a person, cannot be a hurtful person, cannot be a cheat, cannot betray, he cannot steal other people's things. Therefore, a person of truthfulness naturally will become a person of universal values. And if a person follows universal values, his life is in conformity with the universal natural moral law and order. So he lives his life in harmony with the universal order. So he contributes for universal harmony. Therefore, he earns Bhagavan's grace abundantly. The only secret of earning Bhagavan's grace, Shastram tells, if you want to be successful in life, you must tap Bhagavan's grace. Only with Bhagavan's grace, your efforts will be appropriate efforts, adequate efforts, then your efforts will be fruitful and successful also. But if you want to tap Bhagavan's grace, only one way. The only way of tapping Bhagavan's grace is to contribute for universal harmony. And in order to contribute for the universe, to contribute for sustaining, maintaining universal harmony is possible only if you live a life of dharma, life of universal values. So this satyavan, satyameva jayate, means the person of truthfulness alone becomes victorious, successful, because he is a person of universal values. As a person of universal values, he is capable of tapping abundance of Bhagavan's grace. Thereby, he can become successful effortlessly in the material field as well as the spiritual field. He can accomplish Arthakama Dharmas. Of course, he can accomplish Jnanam. He can attain even Muktihi. Therefore, if a person can attain Mukti also, then the truthful person alone can be absolutely successful. If a person is capable of accomplishing only Arthakama Dharmas, he is relatively successful. Okay. Even a non-righteous person also can be successful because of some punyam of the past life. One can become successful relatively, materially. But Satyavan Purushaha will be successful in both the fields. So he can accomplish relatively, he can be successful relatively, he will be successful absolutely also, because he can attain even Jnanam and Mokshaha. Okay. Then, Na Anrutam. Anrutam means what? Untruth. So, Anrutam, Na Anrutam means the person, the untruth does not become successful. Means the person who is not truthful, the person who is untruthful, of course, cannot become successful. That is the meaning. See, what the Upanishad mentions is that even to attain Jnanam in this life and to attain Krama Mukti, and or even to go to higher lokas to attain Krama Mukti, for any Mukti, to attain any Mukti, one needs Jnanam. And even to go to higher lokas or to attain Jnanam here itself, one must tap Bhagavan's grace apart from one's own efforts. And that for which one has to strictly live a life of dharma. So truthfulness implies living strictly a life of universe, following universal values. Thereby one can earn Bhagavan's grace. It is possible for one to attain Jnanam, attain Mokshaha. So untruthful person cannot be a person of dharma at all, cannot be a person of any, he cannot follow any values, really speaking. Okay, being untruthful, unintentionally also he will hurt many people. It is easy for untruthful person to be a cheat, to be a betrayer, to betray, to even steal things. Therefore, untruthful person, even if he doesn't steal, still he may hurt other people. He will not be able to tap Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, it will not be possible for him at all to be successful in life. Materially also, absolutely, definitely not at all spiritually. Okay. Now, if a person has to attain Krama Mukti, and a person needs what? A person has to earn tremendous punyam to be eligible to travel through Shuklagatihi, to go to Brahmaloka, there again to attain Jnanam, to attain Krama Muktihi. And if a person has to adequate punyam to be able to travel through Shuklagatihi, to go to Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, attain Krama Mukti there, one must practice to earn up enough punyam, one must practice Saguna Ishvara Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Dhyanam. So, one must see oneself as the devotee of Lord. One must meditate upon the Lord as Saguna Brahma. And even for that, one must have to be eligible to travel through the route known as Devayanaha or Shukla Gatihi, one must have all qualifications. Therefore, it is said, even to go to Brahmaloka and to be taught by Brahma Hiranyagarbha, attain moksha there, one must strictly live a life of dharma, implying here value of truthfulness. Satyameva jayate na anrutam. Then it is said, satyena panthaha vitataha devayanaha. Satyena panthaha vitato devayanaha. So in this mantra, Upanishad says, a person who wants to go to Brahmaloka and attain Krama Mukti, he has to travel through the path called Devayanaha. Devayana is the path, Shukla Gati, otherwise it means solar path or bright path or the path leading to higher lokas, the Swargaloka, Satyaloka, Devayanaha. And that path is laid vitataha, laid by what now? Pantha vitataha. Devayanaha. To travel that through that, pantha means the path of Devayana is laid by what? Satyam only. So the untruthful person cannot imagine earning Bhagavan's grace or being able to travel by that path to impossible for him to accomplish any material, simple material ends in this life itself. He cannot definitely go to this higher loka. Why? Satyena devayanaha vitataha. The saguna brahma upasaka, the meditator, has to travel through devayana. Okay? And thereby, he can go to Brahmaloka. There he can attain jnanam and moksha, krama muktihi. Then, if a person is seriously, a serious person who wants moksha here itself, then that person can attain jnanam here itself. Even for that, he must be a person of dharma. See, without living a life of universal values, without strictly following the discipline of truthfulness in speech, forget about accomplishing higher goals in life. So that's why Swamiji always says, you must know the value of moksha to become committed to the pursuit of moksha. You must know the value of jnanam to become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. In the context of the pursuit of jnanam, you must know the value of values. Then you will strictly follow the values. So Swamiji used to say, whoever does not follow values is the one, does not follow values, is the one who does not know the greater value of what he will be losing by not following dharma. If he knows the greater value of what he'll be losing by not following dharma, then he will strictly follow dharma. Okay. Then the mantra says, Yena rishayaha aptakamaha rishayaha akramanti tat satyasya paramam nidhanam yatra satyasya paramam nidhanam. Yena aptakamaha rishayaha, yena, by which alone, by strictly following this discipline of truthfulness, thereby strictly following the life of the universal values, people become rishiyaha, the great rishis, the seers of the truth. In fact, they become, they taught Bhagavan's grace. That is how they become even rishis. Rishis and apta kamaha. Apta kamaha means those who have accomplished their wishes. People of accomplishment. People of fulfillment. Who have fulfilled their wishes. They are apta kamaha. So, rishayaha, apta kamaha. Here, apta kamaha rishayaha. It means, but here, apta kamaha, here rishayaha implies Saguna Brahma Upasakaha. Literally, please be careful. The word Rishayaha literally means seeds of the truth. Seeds of subtle facts. But here, the word Rishayaha means Saguna Brahma Upasakaha or Saguna Ishvara Upasakaha. People who are given to the discipline of practicing meditation upon Bhagavan with attributes. People who are given to the discipline of practicing meditation upon Bhagavan with attributes are said to be Saguna Brahma Upasakaha or Saguna Ishvara Upasakaha. And even Saguna Ishvara Upasakaha also, they are not simply interested in going to heaven or higher locus. They are interested in attaining moksha. Therefore, they are mukshavaha. These rishis are serious mukshus. Serious muksha means people who are desperately wanting to attain freedom from bondage of karma. Mukshavaha. And therefore, but they do not try, they do not go through the discipline of jnana yoga here. Instead of going to the discipline of jnana yoga here, they practice meditation upon Bhagavan with attributes, which means they are saguna brahma upasakaha. At the same time, they are mukshavaha. They are seriously interested only moksha. And such spiritual aspirants who are given to the discipline of saguna brahma upasanam meditation, and those people, they strictly follow these all universal values. They practice meditation, but their meditation will be effective only if they strictly follow the universal values, especially they follow this discipline of truthfulness in speech. See, I told you already, following the discipline of truthfulness in speech is actually, it implies following all universal values. Okay. And this people, such people, aptakamaha. The word aptakamaha literally always it is used to mean wise people, jnanis. Aptakamaha literally means people of fulfillment, people of accomplishment, the successful people who have got all their wishes fulfilled, desires fulfilled are said to be aptakamaha. But here, in this verse, mantra, the word aptakamaha, here it means the people who are dispassionate towards the worldly objects. People who are dispassionate towards worldly objects. See, being dispassionate towards worldly objects is as good as having got the desires fulfilled of desires for worldly objects. So being dispassionate towards worldly objects means being dispassionate towards worldly objects means is as good as having fulfilled their desires for worldly objects. So these people are free from the hold of desires for anything material worldly objects. Therefore, Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Vairagyavantaha means people of dispassion. So, aptakamaha means people of dispassion. People of dispassion who are free from the hold of the desires for worldly objects. Such aptakamaha, mukshavaha, they are also mukshus and they are saguna brahma upasakaha. And those people who strictly follow this value of truthfulness, they attain means what? They reach akramanti means apnuvanti. Akramanti is equal to apnuvanti. They reach, they attain. They reach what? They reach that place where yatra tat yatra satyasya paramam nidhanam. They reach Brahma Lokaha, that place, Brahma Loka, where satyasya paramam nidhanam, where the greatest luxury of mokshaha, where the greatest luxury of moksha or the greatest wealth of moksha, otherwise said to be krama mukti, is available. Paramam nidhanam. Paramam nidhanam means the absolute end. Absolute end is what? Moksha. But the moksha attained in Brahmaloka is what? Krama mukti. Where there is the greatest wealth of moksha or greatest luxury of moksha in terms of krama mukti is there available for them. Yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam. So what exactly this mantra convey? See, not only a person who is aspiring for sadyo mukti, jivan mukti in this life itself, not only the person is aspiring for accomplishing moksha in this life itself, here in this world itself, should follow strictly the universal values, okay, in terms of satyam. And in fact, even the person who wants to attain krama mukti after going to Brahma Loka as Saguna Brahma Upasaka also strictly must follow the discipline of truthfulness. Otherwise, it's impossible to attain that. Okay? So the discipline of truthfulness, vaktapas in terms of truthfulness, the universal value of truthfulness is given great importance in this mantra. Okay. Satyameva jayate nanrutam satyena panthavitato devayanaha yena akramanti rishayaha hi aptakamaha yatra tat satyasya param nidhanam. Okay, next verse. Brihachatad divyamachintya rupam brihachatad tad divyamachintya rupam sukshmachatat sukshmataram vibhati durat sudure tadihantikecha pashyantvihaiva nihitam guhayam brihachatad divyamachintya rupam brihachatad divyamachintya rupam sukshmachatat sukshmataram vibhati durat sudure tadihanti kecha pashyantvihaiva nihitam guhayam brihachatad divyamachintya rupam sukshmachatat sukshmataram vibhati durat sudure tadihanti kecha pashyantvihaiva nihitam guhayam durat sudure tadihanti kecha pashyantvihaiva nihitam guhayam brihachatad divyamachintya rupam sukshmachatat sukshmataram vibhati durat sudure tadihanti kecha pashyantvihaiva nihitam guhayam. Okay, so here this is also one of the very important mantras where that very important virtue is highlighted, that brihachatad divyam achintya rupam sukshmatcha tat sukshmataram vibhati durat sudure tad iha antikecha pashyati. Sorry, pashyatsu, പശ്യത്സു ഇഹയേവ, പശ്യത്സു ഇഹയേവ, പശ്യത്സ്വിഹൈവ. ലെറ്റ് മീ റിമൈൻഡ് യു ദ സന്ധി നൗ. പശ്യത്സു ഇഹ, പശ്യത്സ്വിഹ, യൺ സന്ധി. ഇഹ ഏവ ഇഹൈവ വൃദ്ധി സന്ധി. സോ യൺ സന്ധി ആൻഡ് വൃദ്ധി സന്ധി. പശ്യത്സു ഇഹ ഏവ നിഹിതം ഗുഹായാം. Then സൂക്ഷ്മാത് ച സൂക്ഷ്മാച്ച, ബൃഹത് ച ബൃഹത് ച ബൃഹച്ച. വാട്സ് ചുത്തുസന്ധി. ബൃഹത് ച ബൃഹച്ച തത് ദിവ്യം അചിന്ത്യരൂപം. സൂക്ഷ്മാത് ച തത് സൂക്ഷ്മതരം വിഭാതി. ദൂരാത് സുദൂരേ തത് ഇഹ അന്തികേ ച പശ്യത്സു ഇഹ ഏവ നിഹിതം ഗുഹായാം. സി, വൺ മസ്റ്റ് ഹാവ് ദി ഇന്റലക്ട് വിച്ച് ഈസ് വെരി വെരി സട്ടിൽ. ഓഫ് കോഴ്സ് ഓൾ ഓഫ് എസ് ഡു ഹാവ് ഇന്റലക്ട്, ഓൾ ഓഫ് എസ് ഡു ഹാവ് മൈൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് അവർ മൈൻഡ്സ് ആർ വെരി ഗ്രോസ് മൈൻഡ്സ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ടു കൺവേർട്ട് ദി ഗ്രോസ് മൈൻഡ് ഇൻ ടു എ സട്ടിൽ മൈൻഡ്. വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ടു കൺവേർട്ട് ദി ഗ്രോസ് ഇന്റലക്ട് ഇൻ ടു എ സട്ടിൽ ഇന്റലക്ട്. To be able to discern, discriminate the much subtler, the subtlest reality. This intellect has the responsibility, you know, the intellect has the responsibility of discerning, discriminating the subtlest reality, the most abstract truth. If what is to be discovered is the most abstract and subtlest, and this my intellect also must become subtle, very very subtle. It's because if you know to cut any tree, we can use a big axe. But if you have to shave, you can't use an axe. You have to use a much finer blade. And the doctor has to do the surgery on your cataract. And he must use very modern, you know, the very quick and much subtler instrument they have to use. So, in keeping with the object that one has to work on, the instrument also must be accordingly subtler. And here, what is to be discovered? Ultimately, the whole human life has to become successful, means one has to discover the truth of the universe, the reality of the universe, the only reality which lends existence to time and space, and in which time exists, space exists, in which all the elements and elementals exist, because of which all experiences are possible. And that reality has to be discovered as the innermost essence, as the very truth of I, as in one's own mind, which means the mind also must become very subtle. So the whole, all disciplines are prescribed by the Shastram mainly for mental refinement. So the gross mind has to become refined. The uncivilized gross mind must become finely refined mind. All some 41 samskaras and living life of karma yoga, worship, prayer, japa, meditation, shravanam, mannam, all these are, in fact, not Shravanam, before Shravanam, Karma Yoga, meditation, all the disciplines are followed only to convert this gross mind into a subtle mind. Intellect must be choicelessly subtle. Okay? Why? Because, in fact, to convert the mind into subtle mind alone, many disciplines are prescribed in many Upanishads, many meditations are prescribed also. In fact, space is the subtlest of all the elements. Of everything in the objective universe, subtlest is the space. And space being subtlest, space is the most accommodative also, most pervasive also within the realm of the material things. And even to meditate upon space is not that easy. So even meditation upon space also is prescribed in the Shastram to convert the mind into a subtle mind, to be able to grasp the subtlest reality. Therefore, and how subtle is the reality? Reality is absolutely, reality is in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which has nothing to do with the matter. Okay, nothing to do with the matter. And this reality consciousness is only one. It is not many. Consciousness is one. And it is all pervasive. It is timeless. It is spatially limitless. It is distinct from the mind also. So it is not, because distinct mind also means consciousness is not definitely part of any of the material things. It is distinct from the mind means it is not the mind, it is not the body, it is consciousness, that just as water is not the wave. So well, consciousness is not the body, mind is complex, consciousness not anything that is known. At the same time, consciousness is not distant also from any of the known. And consciousness enjoys the qualification of being the knower. Even the consciousness is not the knower, but consciousness alone enjoys the qualification of the knower from the standpoint of the known. And that consciousness is not a part or property or even product of the matter. Nothing to do with the matter. And consciousness is what? Is one, means being subtler than space, it pervades even the space. Consciousness is subtler than space because consciousness is pervasive of the space. Space pervades everything, consciousness pervades even the space. And there's nothing which pervades consciousness. Consciousness is the absolutely all-pervasive. Space is relatively all-pervasive. Therefore, and that consciousness is what? Such consciousness of all-pervasiveness. Consciousness, which is of the nature of all-pervasiveness. Timelessness is the essential nature of every individual. Therefore, one has to say what? I myself am all pervasive consciousness. And this is, I myself am all pervasive consciousness means you are seeing the pure conscious, all pervasive, timeless, pure consciousness as the meaning of the word I. Just as you can see the H2O as the meaning of the word wave, wave is water. Similarly, you have to see what? All pervasive, absolutely all pervasive, timeless, abstract consciousness is myself. So, it is not something to objectify, isn't it? To know something as an object, arriving at something through objectification is easy. But here consciousness is something, the reality, obtaining in the form of consciousness is not an object at all. It is not something to be arrived at through objectification. No, there's no way of objectifying consciousness because consciousness is the surupma of the subject. Therefore, one should not objectify. At the same time, one should see this consciousness. One should clearly see this consciousness being the very content of oneself, on content of I, thereby one must be able to claim that timeless, all-pervasive consciousness as one's own self. In terms of Aham Brahma Asmi, I the self am consciousness. So, consciousness is the Swarupam of the knower, and everything else is object of consciousness, including body, mind. Not only the body, even the mind. All thoughts, the mind, the body, and everything external to the body are all objects of consciousness. Just as the whole world of opaque things is illumination of light, similarly, the entire world of material things is objects, manifestation, illumination of consciousness. So when the mind is not only in the waking state, mind is object of experience. Even in dream state, mind is object of experience. Even in deep sleep state, when there is experiencelessness, when it's blank, mind is blank, even that blank mind is an object of experience. Therefore, if everything is object of experience, then who am I, the experiencer? So, I self am the one who am conscious of everything. I self am the one who am aware of everything here. And therefore, I am consciousness. This is the fact one has to understand, one has to claim this reality as the self. If this vision is there, if a person has this understanding of this fact, if a person is convinced of this fact, understanding, if understanding becomes convinced also, then the person will not be challenged by any situation in life. The person will not be shaken by anything in life. And his knowledge also must be firm and convinced, firm that it should not be shaken by any other doubt. Therefore, the mantra says, it's a beautiful mantra anyway. Brihat Chatad Divyam Achintya Rupam Sukshmat Tat Sukshmataram Vibhanti Durat Sudure Tadihanti Kecha Pashyatsu Ihaiva Nihitam Guhayam. What is that Brahman? Okay. Tad Brahma. Tad means what? Third person singular pronoun. Tad, that. And that implies the absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the whole cosmos. That means that truth. That truth implied by the term Brahman. Why Brahman? Already you all know very well. The truth is free from time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. Therefore, it is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, the truth is implied by the term Brahman. So that Brahman, okay, which has to be arrived at as one's own essential nature, as the truth of I, is what? Divyam. Divyam means Jyotiswarupam. Divyam means Jyotiswarupam. Divyam means that which is effulgent. Divine is literal meaning. What is divine? That which is effulgent is divine. So here, Divyam means that which is effulgent, which means that which is of the nature of pure consciousness. So tad divyam means that absolute reality which is of the nature of limitlessness is implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. Divya means Jyoti Swarupam or Chaitanya Swarupam. Okay. And it is this consciousness, that absolute reality, Brahman, obtaining in the, or which is of the nature of pure consciousness alone, pervades all the physical forms and pervades this gross physical body, thereby pervades the physical body, and thereby it enlivens, energizes the body, lends life and consciousness to the body. So, divyam implies consciousness, reality which is of the nature of consciousness, which pervades, energizes, enlivens the body, thereby lends consciousness and sentiency to this body, is divyam. No, even though consciousness pervades the entire body, it is not possible for us to see the consciousness in the body. We can see the physical body through physical eyes. But even the consciousness pervades the body, we cannot see the consciousness in the body. Okay, why? Because to consciousness is something to be recognized as the swarupam of the subject, not as an object. And to recognize the consciousness as the swarupam of the very knower I, one must have what? Subtlest instrument of, in subtlest intellect. Okay, divyam, brihat chatad divyam, achintya rupam. Achintya rupam means what? It is not an object of, not an object available for, not available for objectification at all. Thereby what? Not only consciousness is not available for sense perception, it is not available for thought conception also. Consciousness is not achintya rupa. Consciousness is not in a subtle form which can be conceived mentally, inconceivable. Why? Because consciousness is the truth which lends very existence to the very thought. It is consciousness because of which inert thought becomes conscious and sentient. It is because consciousness is that because of which mind functions as the mind. Mind enjoys existence because of the consciousness. Mind becomes conscious and sentient because of the consciousness. Therefore, that consciousness which lends existence to the mind, thought cannot be object of thought. Therefore, what? Achintya rupam. Achintya rupam. Because consciousness is the very swarupam of the knower. Consciousness, you have to arrive at the consciousness as the knower. Then, after arriving at consciousness, you will see consciousness is not even the knower. Therefore, consciousness obtaining as swarupam of the knower cannot become the known, because the subject can never become the object of knowledge. Subject of knowledge can never be the object of knowledge. Knower can never become the known, and consciousness is what now here? The knower is consciousness. But consciousness is, knower is consciousness. Therefore, knower is not the known. Therefore, it is distinct from the thought also. Thought is the known. Thought, mind is object of knowledge. How can the mind, the object of knowledge, become the knower of the knower consciousness? No. Is it clear now? Therefore, consciousness being the knower of the mind cannot be conceived by the mind, cannot become an object of thought. Achintya rupam, achintya rupam. Then brihat cha. Brihat means big. Big means, I told you many times, there's a temple in Tanjore where Bhagavan's name is Brihadeshwaraha. Brihannayika Sameta Brihadeshwara Swami we have in Tanjore. Tanjai Pariyahovil we say. So Brihat means big, huge. And that hugeness implies, bigness implies all pervasiveness, timelessness. Therefore, Brihat means that which is all pervasively there everywhere. Therefore, that which is all pervasive is that in which the whole world is located, and that which is not located anywhere else. Okay, now we say that becomes very clear for you. So this is the mantra Brihat cha. Brihat chatad divyam achintya rupam sukshmat cha suktat sukshmataram. It is subtler than the subtlest. See, what is subtlest? Object of knowledge is gross. Any object of knowledge is gross. Okay? Even the subtle object also is gross. And subtler than the object of knowledge is what? Knowledge. Knowledge of the object is subtler than the object of knowledge. And subtler, what is subtler than the knowledge is what? The knower. Knower without whose presence knowledge is not possible. That knower is subtler than the knowledge. Knowledge is subtler than the known. Okay, knowledge is subtler than the known. And the knower is subtler than the knowledge. And that knower is the pure knowledge. Okay, the knower, known knowledge. The knower, subject of knowledge. Knowledge, here the knowledge is a knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Knowledge, vritti jnanam. Then the known, knower, known knowledge. And here the consciousness is the truth of the knower, is the truth of the knowledge, truth of the known. Brahman, the consciousness, is that which is neither the knower, which is not the known, which is not the knowledge also. But which is the truth of knower, no knowledge. Without consciousness, there cannot be Triputi Bhedaha. There cannot be knower, known, knowledge division is not possible. That reality, without whose presence, knower, known, knowledge division is not possible. That truth is distinct from the knower also. Therefore, subtler than the subtlest. There's nothing subtler than consciousness. Consciousness is the subtlest. Because anything and everything in the world, subtle or gross, any subtlest also comes under the category of the object. So biggest, subtlest, small, smaller, smallest, all come under the category of the objects. And what is much subtler than the object of knowledge is the knowledge. And what is subtler than the knowledge is the knower. And the knower is consciousness. And that consciousness is distinct from the knower, known knowledge. Consciousness is free from this threefold division. Knower, known knowledge division. That consciousness is the subtler than the subtlest. Sukshmat sukshmataram vibhati. Okay, that consciousness shines as the subtlest reality. Subtlest than the subtlest. Sukshmat cha sukshmataram. Then தூராத் சுதூரே ததிக அந்திகேச்ச. For a person who searches for the reality as an object, who is searching for that consciousness, even though entire cosmos is nothing but consciousness, entire cosmos is as the entire ocean is water, but water is not the ocean. Similarly, the entire cosmos is nothing but manifestation of consciousness. Including time and space, the entire world of forms, names and functions are in and through pervaded by consciousness. At the same time, consciousness is not an object. Consciousness is not even a subject. Consciousness is the truth in which subject-object division exists, which is free from object-object division. And that consciousness, if a person is searching for that consciousness, Brahman, as an object within the realm of the objective world, that consciousness is non-reachably far away from the searcher. Durat sudure. As long as a person is searching for the truth in this objective, within the realm of the objective world, and for that person, the truth is non-reachably far. Why? He can never arrive at the reality as an object. Therefore, it's non-reachably far. Sudurat, durat, sudure, asti. Whereas, pashyat here. Two versions of it. Pashyat su. Ihaiva nihitam guhayam or ihaiva pashyanti. We have two versions of this mantra. Tad iha antikecha. Iha, that Brahman, tad means that absolute reality, ultimate truth of the whole cosmos, in which the phenomenon called time exists, in which the space exists, in which all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space exist, that reality, iha, here. Here means where antike. Antike means as the nearest self. Very, very near you. As very you. Tadiha antike, that Brahman, here, in this mind, as the nearest self. Ihayeva nihit. Tadiha antike. It is as this available as the nearest self for those who claim the Atma as the self. So those people who do not search for the reality within the realm of the objective universe, but those who try to know who the knower is, instead of searching for the reality as an object within the realm of the objective universe, leaving the world around aside, they distinguish the knower from the known, and those who try to know who the knower is, and those people who search for the reality as the truth of I, they, as the truth of the subject of Arjuna knower, they stumble upon the truth as the nearest self. Tadiha antike. For those who are searching for the self as the surupam of the knower, for them, reality is there as the nearest self. Okay, where they can resolve the very knower also. Dura sudura implies for those who are searching within the realm of the objective universe, self will be non-reachably far. Those who search for the reality, inquiring into the nature of the knower I, for them, it is possible to stumble upon the truth as the nearest self. Tadiha antikecha. Now, ihayeva pashyanti. And they discover, pashyanti, they see, they recognize, they discover that Brahman, iha eva, hear itself, as the truth of I, where nihitam, hidden in the cave of mind. Guhayam nihitam pashyanti. Guhayam nihitam pashyanti. They see means what? They see through the eye of knowledge. That they see means not as an object. They see the reality in the form of consciousness, not as an object, but they see as the surupam of the I, the surupam of the subject of, surupam of the knower. Where in the cave of mind, guhayam nihitam, hidden in the cave of mind, as the truth of I, this knower. See, there's always experiencer knower. There's never a time experiencer is not there. In deep sleep state, experiencer is. In the waking state, there is experiencer. In dream state, there is experiencer. The states of experience keep on changing, but the experiencer continuously is there, knowing the changing states of mind. That knower is formless, abstract, non-objectifiable, imperceptible, divisionless, pure consciousness, which wise people alone claim as the self. So, for Ajnani, reality is as though very, very far. For Ajnani, reality is the very nearest self. In the vision of a wise person, reality is the nearest self. Iha antike. In the books of Ajnani, reality is far away. And in fact, it's always there as the only witness. Okay, the witness never winks. Always is there as the knower. That witness, conscious witness is consciousness. Okay. This is the meaning of the mantra. Let us see the mantra again. Brihat chatad divyam achintya rupam sukshmat chatat sukshmataram vibhati durat sudore tadihanti kecha pashyatsu ihaiva nihitam guhayam pashyanti ihaiva pashyatsu ihaiva. Both questions are there, both are correct. Pashyatsu ihaiva nihitam guhayam. For the people of vision, the reality is there hidden as the very, in the cave of mind, as the truth of I, the knower. Brihachatad divyam achintya rupam, sukshmachatad sukshmataram vibhati, durat sudure tadihanti kecha, pashyatsvihaiva nihitam guhayam. One version is pashyatsvihaiva nihitam guhayam. Another version is pashyanti ihaiva nihitam guhayam. Both are correct. Both mean the same. Not big difference. Okay. Any questions? I'm going to stop the class.
Swamiji.
Yeah.
In the previous mantra.
Yeah.
is there any reason why we're talking about Brahmaloka?
No. The reason why it is talked, there the importance is given to the value of truthfulness. Brahmaloka is important. See, what is said there is, see, in both the two verses, mantra number 5 and mantra number 6. Okay, in both verses, see, the fifth verse is, for a person who wants to attain Saddhya Mukti, also, following the value of truthfulness is very important. The sixth mantra says, the person who is aspiring for Krama Mukti in Brahmaloka, for him also, the value of truthfulness is important. That's the meaning. The importance is given to the discipline, value of truthfulness. The value of truthfulness implies all universal values, in fact. Because the person of truthfulness will be a person of all universal values. Got it now? See, in these mantras, the self-knowledge and the important disciplines to be followed in order to become, to be eligible to attain the jnana. So, universal values are given great importance here. Because, why dharma, dharmam chara? Unless you live a life of dharma, there's no way of mentally becoming subtle and refined. See, mental refinement, subtleness is possible only if a person lives a life of dharma. Unless you have mental refinement, sokshmatvam, it is impossible to have the vision of subtlest reality. And without which, no freedom here. See, the more adharmi you are, grosser you, person you are, gross person. Sensitivity, not possible. So dharma is given importance there. Okay. So the last verse which I read, that verse just tells you how reality, what is the nature, how it is available. Trihantikecha. Durat sudure ihantikecha. It's nearest for those who search for the truth as the turup of the knower. But those who are searching within the realm of the objective world, it is non-reachably far. And in the vision of the people, in the vision, people in for people of clear vision, reality is nearest to self. By good person, people, reality is as something far away. But it is Vashyatsu Ihaiva. Guhayam, ihayeva guha, that yeva is emphatic, emphasizes, emphatic expression, ihayeva guhayam nihitam. It is very much hidden in the cave of mind as the truth of I. You have to go in the cave of mind, seeing, searching for it. Where is it? Just see. What is the dead end of the mind? Aham thought, the thought, I cognition. Arrive it there. Mind is as, it's like a cave. You negate all the thoughts, object of knowledge. And what is not the object of knowledge? Only I. Aham, I cognition. The dead end of the mind. And then you ask, I am the experiencer. Where am I? Who am I? Who the experiencer is? And you will stumble upon the truth. That's why it is said, Nihihayeva Niguhayam Nihitam. The same word is used in Taittiriya Upanishad also. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi om tat sat. Shri Gurubhyo namaha. Harihi om.